Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Maurice right over here, the Million Dollar Mindset, My Hat Coach Consultant, here to talk to you today about, well, investment, and more so investing in yourself. Because I want you to understand, we live in a world where unless you make yourself the investment, unless you pay yourself first, unless you take the time to literally invest in your own personal knowledge, personal gains, physical fitness, personal lifestyle, you will never achieve it and no one will ever achieve it for you. You are the most important factor in this game of business and life. You are the sole controller and you are the sole dividend person that will receive dividends by the investments that you place within yourself. A lot of times with my clients and so forth, I see that they're sporadic everywhere, investing in other people's ideals and other people's ventures and other people's, you know, lives, while their own lives are in shambles and they're trying to climb out of the rat race, or maybe they have gotten a little bit more money and they're trying to climb the ladder of success with wealth, but they fail to realize that a lot of their money that they're trying to invest in other people's prosperities, endeavors, adventures, and events has hindered them in the most significant way. And that way is the non-growth aspect of yourself. Investing in yourself is something that you need to put front line and center, because you, again, are the star player in any sort of endeavor. Think about it. If you're not 100% healthy going into any sort of situation, whether you want to work out, whether you want to study, whether you need to go to your next meeting, guess what happens? You're not at the 100% optimal capacity to retain all the information that you need to retain in order to come up with the proper solutions that would and could help the next individual. Rather, that is the next individual's personal life. Rather, that is the next individual's business life. Rather, it's the next individual's, you know, success as a whole. And that can all be avoided by you simply investing in yourself. Investing in yourself is really not hard. I mean, you can start off on a low venture. So let's take this on a physical realm. First, you can simply invest in yourself. Let's say you want to get your fitness up. Invest in yourself by doing at least 5 to 10 push-ups a day. Over time, it'll start to become a habit, and then thus when it starts to become a habit, you'll be a machine running on autopilot, so you won't have to think about it as much while you're receiving the maximum gains from doing the push-ups consistently. On the money side of things, let's say you're a first-time entrepreneur getting ready to start up, or you already have a business that it has not gotten where you want it to go, but at the same time, you know you need to do more to make it go and scale and grow and get the exposure that it needs so that you can have the sales that you need in order to survive and thrive. A good way to invest in yourself is do your own personal ads, which is explained all throughout the social media platforms, rather that your Facebook ads, your YouTube ads, your Google ads, or SEO, or find somebody else that will be able to handle that particular sector for you if you're not too knowledgeable in that area, so that you can go ahead and reap the rewards of the sales and the transactions that will occur from more exposure. A great way to invest in yourself in love is simply by thinking constantly, you know, if you have a special someone or a partner, what is it that you can do to make that partner feel better? What is it that you can do to make that partner more happy than what they currently are? I mean, it doesn't get too simpler than that, but I'm telling you, by coming in with an approachful mindset in regards to love, as far as what you can do to make the other person ... you'll experience a more healthy relationship, because no one likes an unhappy partner. And for some reason, this world, again, if you haven't checked out the last podcast, I talk about it real heavily, but this world has a very gracious way of giving to those who give from the aspect of gratitude as opposed to the aspect of just take. If you constantly have a mentality of give, you'll be surprised on how your life changes in all areas, whether that's your health, your wealth, your love, your happiness, or your physical physique, your emotional, fortitude, your willpower. There's so many different factors that can ultimately accelerate and grow simply by you giving. But again, if you haven't checked out that podcast, it's the podcast before this one. I believe it was like Gratitude is the Key to Your Success. Go check that one out. But back to the investment portion. If by investing in the give mentality, your life will accelerate. Now, for happiness, one way that you can go ahead and accelerate your happiness by investing in your happiness is simply do things that you love, do things that you enjoy. There's so many people out here that negate and that block and that put up obstacles for stuff that they enjoy for a monetary gain. And when I mean monetary gain, I'm just simply talking like, say you're 9 to 5 or you're so involved in your work life that you're so unhappy that it's affecting all of the other areas within your life, because simply you're not doing anything that makes you happy. Whatever brings you happiness, you must do. That is the ultimate investment in your happiness for you, that you can do so that you can go ahead and thrive in this most abundance and this most successful and this most gracious life. You only have one, and it's either you want to be happy or you don't. It's just that simple. As you guys find out, I like to bring things in a very simplistic concept, because the most simplest thing can have the most maximum gains with the right interpretation and the right connection and the right resonance to the particular topic. Investing in yourself is, again, something you cannot miss out on. You might have to take a monetary, like a monetary dissatisfaction in the area. Like, let's say you get your check and you know you got all these bills, but instead of like paying on that one bill that is a nuisance, you go ahead and invest that same amount of money, say, into the next venture, into the next ad, into something that will give you more rewards than the actual money being placed in, or the investment time or energy being placed in. You always want to have a reward. Start thinking about your life in investment terms and watch what happens. Watch the actions you'll take and watch the outcomes that will transpire by simply taking on this new mentality. I appreciate all and everyone that has been watching. This is Maurice Wright, the Million Dollar Mindset at My Hat Coast Consulting, here to let you know, continue to thrive, continue to vibe, and most importantly, continue on climbing the ladders of success. If you're at $1 million today, I need you to be at $5 million in the next 4 years. If you're at $1,000 today, I need you to be at $10,000 in a month's time. If you're at $10,000 a day, I need you to be at $100,000 in at least 4 months' time, 5 months if you want to give yourself some cushion, which I'll talk about in another podcast, Cushioning for the Soul. But I need you to continue to always survive. I need you to continue to always thrive, because by you surviving and you thriving, you're ultimately happy. By you being happy, my work is being fulfilled. And by my work being fulfilled, I'm fulfilled. So that makes me happy. You see the unison, you see the harmony, and you see the balance between the three. That is why I am the Million Dollar Mindset Mind Hack Coach Consultant. Because again, everything transpires within the mind. You change the mind, you change your life, you change your vibe, you change your vibe, and mostly you change everyone around you lives. Take it easy, y'all. Maurice Wright out.